Hey, GWA. So, I've got something a little odd today. I'm not quite sure if it'll be of any interest, but you see, for my work, I have to do some recertification every couple of years, and that involves some very boring, very basic retraining on very, very basic concepts that relate to my work and things that are just kind of common sense to most people. But they pad it with a bunch of legalese and things of that nature. So I have to go through 24 hours of that every 2 years. And I was sitting here bored, a little horny if I'm do say so, and reading through this coursework, and I thought, why wouldn't I mix the two, you know? I mean, I've got all this time where I'm just sitting here clicking through pages of boring contractual information. Why wouldn't I have a little bit of fun with it? Tease myself, play around a little bit, maybe see how much it makes me, makes the knowledge stick to my brain, you know? Or maybe it'll have the opposite effect. I'm not too sure. But I thought, you know, I thought that might be a little fun. Kind of fun to go through and see what to do. So I thought you might like to join me as we delve through the oh-so-interesting aspects of contracts, legal contracts, and I have my pal, my little buddy with me, my Hitachi. And see how well I can concentrate with it buzzing against my clit, you know? So, what do you say? Want to give it a go? Okay. Elements of a legal contract. When an offer is made and accepted on its exact terms, both the party making the offer and the party accepting the offer, fuck, did I mention I come really fast with this? Agreed to be bound by the stated terms, and a contract is formed. Any acceptance that attempts to change or alter the terms of the original offer is not true to acceptance. It's not true acceptance. And it does not lead to the formation of a contract. Instead, it is a new offer. Contract only be formed if the other party accepts the offer on its exact terms. A contract is formed only when the parties are in mutual agreement. On all essential terms. Oh, God. Oh. There are five elements in a legal contract. One, an offer must be made. Two, acceptance of the offer. Three considerations between the parties. Four. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. All parties must be legally competent. My legal contract must be made for legal purposes. Oh. Offer. The details of what it going into her. Oh, God. God, 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 God. The details of what is going into be performed as a result of this contract must be described, including the manner. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Including the manner in which it will be performed. Oh, the time frame and the price on offer. If the promise needs one party to do or not to do a specific Dr. X. An offer requires two elements. An intent. The parties, goddamn, the parties must intend to each the contract, the enter the contract, and their spoken or written words must, God, 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 God. Their spoken or written words must communicate the intention. Oh, God, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, oh, God. Oh, 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 no. Oh. Well, I didn't get very far at all, did I? Fuck. Oh, we tried, boys. We tried. Oh. And I remember none of it. I think it was about intent. That's the page I'm on. Clauses. Oh, well. I guess I'll have to wait if I want to get off anymore. But first, time to study, right? Thanks for listening.